dudes that have like, they're like not completely bald guys, but like the balding ones, the yes. ones that like know they don't have anything on the top of their head, but like let the rest grow out anyway. What do they do in the shower when they wash their hair? Do they do the whole top like from muscle memory, or do they only wash the sides and back?
I don't know
for experience. I haven't asked. It just dawned on me. I was like, what would you like do? Just the whole head like you're normally doing, or do you just rub it on your hands and then just do a weird behind the head and around the sides motion?
Well, it's, I feel like it's almost the same for guys. Like when you get like a bald fade up, like you don't have hair on half of your head on the bottom part, but you still shampoo it.
But like, it's just
the top
different from the, well, because when you're shampooing, when you got the bald fade, you shampoo the top and then it goes down. Do you do that in reverse, or do you put shampoo on your bald head and then work it down to the hair?
I feel like it wouldn't lather up as well. Right? Like you need the hair in there to lather it up.
It's just, not to hate on anyone that's balding, it's just something I was curious about.
This is Western Information. Western Information.
The Happy Hour.
Well, this is the Wasted Information Happy Hour. I'm Jimmy.
I'm Brandon.
So, people usually have wacky family members, right?
Sure.
Usually get the one or two.
Everyone's got a crazy uncle.
Yeah, I kind of do. I was hesitant about using a name, but I realized, well, we call him Uncle Mo, and he's not my uncle, and his name's not Mo. So I think it works out.
Also, who's gonna let him know? Our fan?
Nobody listens to this. What if he's one? Like, he just happens to know and starts listening. He's like, well, shit. She was talking about me. Great dude. Little unhinged. Like, at least when he was younger.
Okay.
Like, early years of my parents' marriage. During 4th of July, he would take firecrackers and put them under his shirt and light them. Like, pretend like he was getting shot, like, with a machine gun. Yeah, he's done that on multiple occasions.
Does he still have both of his nipples?
I've never looked or asked.
Oh.
I think he's just got kind of burns on his chest.
All right.
There was another incident with a chain link fence. Because somebody was having an argument about pro wrestling. Because back in like the 70s and 80s, pro wrestling was like as popular as it ever was.
Got it. Why do I feel like I know where this is going?
Someone was like, those, they have like the fenced in cages. Like those can't cut people open. Like all the cutting up and stuff is fake. Like they do the blading and stuff. So he rubbed his face on a chain link fence to prove that it would cut you open.
God.
And he was right. It did.
This is not where I thought it was going.
What'd you think it was going to be?
So I've heard some stories about chain link fences. I specifically remember one my mom told me when I was a kid, when I used to jump over, like we had a little, you know, normal size, whatever.
Oh, splitting the coin purse.
Yep. She told me the story of a kid she knew when she was young. Yeah. It was wearing shorts and jumped over it. Just right up the scrotum, just ripped it straight down the middle.
That probably happened.
It did.
How do you know? Because she told you it happened?
My dad confirmed it later. I asked him.
Was it him?
He's like, no, it was not him.
But the other thing I wrote down that I remember from him, we talked about both of us getting raised Catholic. Went through like the CCD classes.
Yes.
And did you go through like the confirmation stuff too?
I went through all of it.
Okay. So when you do that, for people that don't know, for some reason, you pick a saint, and then you get, like, an extra middle name?
Yes.
I don't know what the reasoning for it is. I've never looked it up. They just told me I was young and impressionable, so I did it. I picked Benedict, because I thought it sounded cool. So that's why my name was James Michael Wilson Benedict Robakowski.
Uh-huh.
So Uncle Mo sent me, like, a birthday card one year, and he couldn't remember what the confirmation name was. He had it narrowed down to two names. One was Benedict, and the other was Bocephus. I don't know where he got Bocephus from, But
it sounds biblical.
It's fucking like a southern like nickname, like Bocephus. Like, why would it be? What Saint Bocephus is there? But then in his 50-50 guessing, he guessed wrong. So I had a birthday card that said Jimmy Bocephus Robicowski. It's like, who's Bocephus?
So you did what people normally do, and they picked a saint that, and for one reason or another, that adds to your name. I picked Michael.
That was a choice for me, though.
So that means that I was Brandon Michael.
That came up because Michael's my first middle name. So we made the joke. It's like, I'm going to be James Michael Wilson Michael Robicowski. Or I'm going to pick St. James, be James Michael Wilson James Robicowski.
There's so many good comedy. I feel like I did it just to be a smartass.
Oh, of course.
Like we talked about it. I mean, that's how I was as a kid. So it was my best bet.
Oh, and speaking of Catholic Church, though, too, that was another story I never told. I was setting it up, but then we got past it because you got on about the mass times thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what I was going for there was when I stopped, like, really taking church seriously, like, not to say it's a bad thing for some people. I'm just not into like the organized part of sitting in mass and stuff. Fair. Especially yep. if you're not getting anything out of it, if you're not paying attention, it's not good to just still be there. Well, I was sitting there as you do. Dad's next to me. I happen to look over at him and he's like looking at this like Jesus statue. It's like up on the altar. It's like on a pillar. It's maybe like 2-3 feet tall, just like churches have. They have random stuff. He's just like staring at it, like really inquisitively. And I happen to glance over him, like, "What are you looking at?" And just he's like, "I thought he'd be taller." And then I'm trying to not laugh out loud in the middle of church. Yeah, the audacity to get kind of mad at me for laughing in church. It's like, you said it. Like, that was your fault.
The one time I was, I don't remember what church it was. It was someone's wedding, I think. So it was a church I didn't normally go to. It was out of town. They had a huge, like, crucifix behind the altar. Like a life-size Jesus on the cross. For some reason, like, usually, I mean, they're pretty graphic, right? Like, you see the wounds, and they're bleeding, and his eyes are closed and grimacing, whatever. Like, he had a weird like smirk on his face, like just the Jesus. Jesus was smirking, and I feel like that was not an appropriate like reaction to being crucified. I mean, you know, maybe he knew what was up, but I don't know. it's like the image is burned in my head because like I just remember thinking how weird it was. He just a little like. Smirk.
Be right back. Wink.
Yeah.
Church art is always weird.
It is.
I always remember just like staring, like not paying attention in church and just staring like the stained glass windows with like the art. Like some dudes just look so distressed. Some dudes just looked like bored. Like they all had different facial expressions. It's like, I'm just guessing the person that made this like wasn't trying super hard. Like, this isn't like the Sistine Chapel. Yeah. This is fucking St. Cashmere in South Bend.
Yeah, I like the really old churches, or the at least like old as far as like the Midwest is concerned. Just everyone there is super grotesque and grimacing. Like all the art is just, no one's looking like they're having a good time.
Nobody was having a good time back then, though.
Except Jesus, just smirking up there.
That Jesus.
Just that Jesus.
Another church, Our Lady Church, not Our Lady's Church, but Our Lady of Hungary in South Bend. And then later years realized Hungary is in like the country, not like Hungary as in like being hungry. Our Lady of Hungary. I was like,
we got Our Lady of Hungary, Our Lady of Thirsty.
But they had art. Like, I remember so vividly like staring at that, like the different like women, like all just like the same template of like this round head, skinny neck, like bumpy hair, and then like one or two of them would just have their head cocked to the side. I was like, what's that about? And then, but the one I remember most of all is like, I don't know what it was going for, but it was some green. I always thought it was like a monster, but I don't know if it was like dead. It was okay. Just like, it was like laying back. It didn't have a face. Like none of them like had like detailed faces, but it was green, had like these big like clogged feet. And there was a guy like with the legs like on his shoulders, like facing away from it. Like it was like trying to like carry it on his back. Uh-huh. I'm like, what am I looking at? Like, I don't, I'm not versed in the Bible, but what is that? And then the scene under it, there's like a guy in white with his hands up in the air. Like he's praying with guys around him. And it looks like they're just like on the floor below him. And he's like praying up to the ceiling. And then there's like a table with like flowers on it, but it looked like a pool table. Just the flowers like arranged in a triangle. I was like, is that just a pool table? Like, what is this? And I just remember just hour long mass once a week. Like every week I was like, okay, I need to break down the artwork on this section of the wall today.
I don't remember which one it was. One of them was a, there's a lot of shepherds back then. I don't know, but I just remember one of them. It's like whenever there was like Jesus as a shepherd, it was always like lamb was over his shoulders type of thing.
Yeah.
You know, or like, I just remember the one, the guy had the staff in one hand. It was like literally just holding the sheep up by like, like his back legs. I was like, he might be a shepherd, but, I think that's not how you hold a sheep. Yeah.
On the topic of Jesus, just say it right now. Jesus wasn't a white guy. We all know this. There's no way that he was white, but he's depicted to be white for white people.
Yeah, I'll send you. I found a good TikTok. This artist was drawing a picture of Mary. And it was all like, oh, you know, Mary wasn't this like pale,
oh yeah, yeah, I've seen
white
that
woman. It's a beautiful painting. I mean, but she's like, you know, dark complexion, like very colorful clothing, like facial piercings, rings all down. Right, like that'll be part of this. That'll be our in our artwork for this episode.
Let's talk about that too. Now, I was so burnt out from this week, just with work. And doing the editing and all that, and then uploading the stuff too, that one, I spelled the name wrong. Two, I fixed it and realized I misnumbered it. Three, I fixed it. But posting on the Instagram, it's like, I've got nothing planned. Like, I'm going to show, we talked about education. I'm going to just show the picture of a school. Like, what am I going to do here? And so I just opened my phone, just looked at my pictures just to see, like, what do I have? And I was like,
who was that?
David Hyde Pierce. Niles from Frasier.
Okay.
Just him with a mustache.
All right.
I brought that up yesterday to a friend. And he's like, why did you have that on your phone?
I was like, just going to ask.
Don't, because I was talking about Frasier with another friend. I was looking up David Hyde Pierce. And that was like one of the first images in Google. I was like, that's weird. And I just sent it to him. But I was talking about Frasier because in the first season of Frasier, David Hyde Pierce as Niles is 34.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know. Because we watched it when we were very young. So they just all seemed like really grown ass adults.
It's the same with all those shows. Like you think about like Friends, right? Like when we watched it very young and you're like, oh, they're all in their 30s, whatever. Like they were, no, they were like 25 when they started that show. Yeah, yeah. Like that's crazy.
But the one takeaway I got from like age, specifically Frasier, was because you watched Frasier, right?
I did.
Roz is like co-host.
Yes.
She's like the serial dater and all that. Kind of like they didn't straight up call her a slut, but they would make jokes about her always dating guys.
I think she was the only normal one in that group that like actually went out and had a social life and dated people.
Well, yeah, but but the thing with her, the actress, she was 30. Like she was our age.
Yes.
Meaning if I was in Seattle, like I would have been.
You could be a producer of a radio show right now.
No, I would have gone on a date with Roz at some point. Probably.
Probably.
Would have been mad. That's at that. As one of those. Childhood.
She wouldn't be mad about you.
That's a different show. That's Helen Hunt.
Who was also like 30 when they...
That's a show to just keep going off on different shows. I remember nothing about that show except it was Helen Hunt and that comedian. And I vaguely remember what he looked like. And they were married. And I remember nothing else about the show. I do remember watching it. I don't remember any plot points.
There was some other guy who was like always trying to get with her, right? Like
I just told you I have no memory of the show. So why would I be able to answer that?
I don't know.
Well, let's go look up Mad About You. Richard Kind was in it.
Yeah. I can never remember his name. Like I looked at it, I saw his pictures like, oh, that's his name.
Yeah, he's one of those actors that's just in everything.
What's he? I'm trying to think. Remember what he was in recently that I was like, yeah, he's in everything.
He's in Scrubs. He was the hypochondriac.
Yep. Yep.
I already forgot what his name is. Richard Kind. Going back to Roz.
I was going back to the Catholic thing. I was going to take us way back.
Oh, no. I was going to go back.
I was going to get us on the actual happy hour topic here.
No, this is the happy. Everything is the happy hour topic. I was going to talk about.
I'll take this to the news.
No. Talk about sexual awakenings as a youth.
I'm like, was Ross from Friends here?
From Friends? No. Sexual awakening? From Frasier, yes.
Oh, that Ross. Okay.
Not Ross. Yeah, Ross Geller.
That's what I thought you were.
No, Roz from Frasier. Because everyone had those, like, that moment as a youth. It's like, yep, as a straight male, you're like, I like that. I'm not sure what I like about it, but I like it. I was also skewed because I watched pro wrestling in the 90s. So there's a lot of scantily clad women.
Were you were a Ross, not a Daphne?
Correct.
Love her. See, yeah, I think I like Daphne more.
That's fine. Or some other ones of yours.
I don't know. I'm trying to think back. I don't remember specifically. I mean, everyone had the...
Lisa Kudrow? Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's the one out of Friends who picked Lisa Kudrow. No.
That's mean. She'll listen to this and she'll...
I was right there. I mean, I don't actually, now that I went back and like I've been watching more Friends recently, I'm like, that's not bad. Like,
well, no.
everyone had the was in love with Jennifer Aniston. Like that was.
I was more into Courtney Cox.
That's what you get when you walk around without a bra on set for, you know, 8 years.
Oh, well, yeah. So what other women did you like as a youth? I know you're like getting older. Well, your famous crush, but.
It's true. We've talked about it.
Nothing that's gone to air yet.
I don't know that I, like when I was really young, I don't know that I had any. I mean, really, really young. You had the Pink Power Ranger.
Oh, Kimberly.
Kimberly was. But other than that, that was probably one of the first. I was a big Power Rangers kid, so that was right up there. I hear yours was Frasier and mine was Power Rangers.
It wasn't the only one. It was just in the, it was in the bank.
What else you got?
Like getting into like. Young teen, I was always really into Raven Simone. Not like Cosby Show Raven Simone, but like That's So Raven.
No.
When all she right. was like probably already in her 30s. See, that was going back.
Yeah.
She was like in her 20s, but playing a middle schooler. But
yeah,
going back, yeah, Friends in early 90s and stuff, they were all like the right age for the part. But yep. Then going into like... the early 2000s and stuff, they're all adults playing kids.
How old do you think Raven Simone is?
35.
Because you just looked it up. Yes.
I'm looking at my home screen. I shot in the dark. Guess.
She is 35. So she's not that much older than us.
Well, yeah, but when you're 14, she's like 20, but she's playing a middle school student.
That's fair. It's a weird, like, I feel early, like, 2000s. Where they started grabbing these like 20-year-olds to play high schoolers.
Yeah.
And it was very strange. So I remember like That 70s Show was probably one of the last ones where they were pretty much all playing their age. They were a little bit older.
They were all, well, because that was the whole thing with your crush Mila Kunis.
Yeah. Mila was like 15 when she started and the rest of them were like 20.
Yeah. Because that's all constantly retold stories. They asked her if she was 18. She just said, I'll be 18 on my birthday. But she didn't say which birthday.
Exactly.
And that's how she got the part on the show. But I was thinking, like, because you have that where they're close. But then that was also one of those shows where so many seasons spanned, like, one or two years. But they had, like, nine seasons and then, like, 10 Christmas episodes. But it's, like, it's all from, like, the earliest season, I think they said, was, like, maybe 76. Was supposed to be 76. Like, nothing.
I think it's earlier because I'm trying to remember the license plates, because the license plate changed with the season.
Oh, I don't know. I just know that they had more Christmas episodes than there were Christmases.
Yeah. I mean, that show was only on for eight seasons.
I think it was season had two Christmas episodes.
That's fair. They definitely.
The other thing I thought was Even Stevens, which was on for for 3 years.
You are right, though. So over 8 years. It was from 1976 to 1979.
Yeah, because the finale was like New
December
Year's.
December 31st, 1979.
Yeah.
But I was saying. And then they tried to roll into that 80s show, and that was awful.
Well, that came out before that 70s show ended.
Yep.
And then they tried, and that was one of the many Fox pilots that didn't work. Well, it was more. It had a couple seasons, but real
quick. Anyway, you were saying.
Even Stevens was over 3 years. They were, I think, close in age, because at least Shia LaBeouf was really young.
Yeah.
But he grew so much from the pilot to the final episode. But that's just spanning his seventh grade. He got much. He got 3 years older in seventh grade.
Did you ever watch The Middle?
Yes.
It's more recent. But I fucking love it, dude. I've been going back and watching it. It's hilarious. One, it takes place in Indiana. I love it because that dad on there, think about it. That dad is just my dad.
Yeah.
Like, his mannerisms, the way he, like, everything is just my dad.
He played janitor in Scrubs.
Yes.
And she was the wife in...
Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yes. And then the oldest son, Axel, was in the movie Sex Drive. Hmm. That's all I know.
The youngest one, Brick, he's super...
I forgot his name was Brick.
Yeah. He is, like, super... Christian and does a lot of like public speaking about Christian values and Bible study things. And
oh, hey, was that your podcast interview? Tie back into talking about Catholic
Church? It wasn't, but it actually worked out really.
The only thing I was gonna say about that 80s show is one of the leads was Dennis from Always Sunny.
Yes,
such a weird.
I forgot thing. He was in that 80s show. Yeah,
forgot a lot about that show.
I think I wiped it from my memory. I think I only watched a couple episodes.
I don't think anyone remembers it. So you got some news stories finally after 49 minutes?
I really don't. I don't. Halfway into our happy hour. Now we're getting to the news.
Oh, that's fine. Halfway. Granted, our first 20 minutes was, I don't even remember what we talked about.
Halfway into the happy hour.
What were we talking about there?
We were talking about Catholic stuff. The Pope went to Iraq. That was a thing.
What do you do there? Just chilling.
What does anyone do in Iraq? Yeah, you just go chill, enjoy the beaches. I don't know. Like, no, he he went to a couple holy sites, I think, and then he met the Grand Ayatollah. I don't remember his name, but of the Shiite Muslims, they met in his house, had some tea, talked about not killing Christians. It was a good time.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, but everyone was kind of like, it's kind of weird timing, right? Like pandemic and all, and. Still a lot of fighting in Iraq. It's kind of weird that you're going now, but he wanted to go, so he went.
Who's telling the Pope no?
I mean, I think a lot of people in his team tried to tell him no, and he's
but it's like, anyway. Who has the actual power to tell the Pope
nobody,
no?
Nobody. He can just be like, nope, God wants me to go now, and they go.
Did it go, was it, because he's the Pope that was like liking women's pictures on Instagram.
His Instagram account was liking,
it ever confirmed that it was him or not, or...
I think other people manage his Instagram account. I'm pretty sure the 86-year-old Pope is not personally managing his Instagram account.
Similar to like when I'm managing our account and then I just have to go back and forth between accounts. They probably forgot to go back from the Pope account to their regular account and then they start just liking pictures.
It's just some like, Italian 20-something over there liking supermodel pictures, and then
imagine how she felt if she paid attention to like right? legs and you get oh, shit. Pope Francis like what? Like thanks, Pope.
yeah, on the opposite end of that. Fucking hear about the stuff Cuomo's doing, the governor of New York.
No.
Not really opposite, kind of along the same lines. He's in trouble for a bunch of sexual harassment claims oh. that been coming out lately, and people are like, oh, that's don't do that. But the whole, yeah, with the Iraq thing, back to the Pope for half a second. I forgot. So they were like, yeah, there's a bunch of people out there. None of them are wearing masks. And none of them, and he was like, the Pope was. And then the Pope apparently has been vaccinated, but the other, the Grand Ayatollah that he met has not been. So they're like, well, this is a good time. Also, fun people who have been vaccinated. The Dalai Lama just got his vaccine.
Oh, good for him.
He's been telling other people to go get it. So that's good.
That's a good dude.
He is a good dude. He hasn't tried to run me over, unlike the Pope.
Pope tried to run you over?
Oh, yeah. I've never told that story, have I? Not on here, anyway.
Not to me at all. You almost got hit by the Pope-mobile?
Almost. Very, very close. When I was working in New York was when the Pope came to visit. And he drove... He was doing a mass at Madison Square Garden. Yeah, so when I was working in New York, I had just enough time to when I got out of work at 6 o'clock, I could hightail it like 5 blocks to Penn Station and get on the like 6:20 train back to New Jersey. The one day I had to do that, I think it was a Friday when the Pope was doing mass at Madison Square Garden, which is right above Penn Station.
Yeah.
And they were starting to block off traffic routes for like the parade to come through with the Pope mobile and everything. And literally like I was a block away. It was the block that you had to just cross it and then I can go down into Penn Station. I was there and they were blocking it off. They're like, nope, nope, no one else crossed. And I had like 3 minutes to get to my train. And I was like, I'm going. And like me and a couple other people are just like, we gotta go. Like so we just ran across this like barrier line and it was literally maybe 20 yards the first car in his motorcade was like coming across. So it wasn't like almost getting hit, but it was very close and he almost made me late. Like if I had to wait for that whole motorcade, I probably wouldn't have gotten home until 9 o'clock that night.
Oh god, it would have been better in the opposite direction of like trying to get to work. They're like, hey, I'm running late. Why? The pope can't get past the Pope.
I was late to high school once because
you got hit by a car. We talked about
that too. No, I was voting. That was the best excuse I ever had. It was voting day. I did actually go vote. And I ended up being like, there was a line of people. And I ended up going, they're like, nope, go to whatever. I don't remember what it was where you were, when you were late, tardy, whatever.
ISS. Or, and school suspension. They're
like, yo, go there for the first period or whatever. I was like, one, my first period is banned. So go fuck yourself. Two, I was voting. And she like looked at me and she was like, I didn't tell her to go fuck herself, just to be clear. I was like, one, I'm going to band. It doesn't matter if I'm literally like 15 minutes late. It's fine. Two, I was voting. She looked at me and she's like, that seems like a valid excuse. She's like, do you have proof? Like, I was like, I got the I voted sticker. she's like, let me go ask. And she like went into the office and the vice principal was the one that was in there and she brought him back out and like they were just both standing in front of me. She goes, he's late, but he was voting. And he goes, we can't punish him for voting. Yeah.
I'm like, sorry. Where are you going? I was just exercising my right as an American citizen. You want me not to be America? Is this not America? I'm sorry.
It was my very first election too. I was like 18. And he's like, where are you going? And I was like, banned. He's like, I'll walk you there. he walked me to the band class, like opened the door and just, it was chaos. Cause it was the first like 15 minutes of band. Like people are still getting instruments and warming up and like, yeah. No one gave a shit. And he's like, all right, looks like you're good. Just let me go. That's the best excuse I ever had for being late anywhere though. I was voting.
My senior year, which was also your senior year.
It was.
When I was driving myself, I'd be late every once in a while. I'd wake up late. But I would always do it where it's like, if you show up late, you got to sign in and you got to go to ISS. Yep. I would always think it's like, I wake up at like 7:35. It's like, there's no way I'm making it to school in time. So I'm just going to chill. I'm going to wait till time it to where I can get there 5 minutes before like the bell rings.
Yep.
Walk in the door, sign the paperwork. They're like, all right, go to ISS. Like, can I go to my locker first? They're like, yeah. And then the bell rings. It's like, oh, I guess I just got to go to my next class.
Shit, you were the good kid. You actually went and signed in. I'd wait till someone was walking down the stairwell and have them let me in the side door.
Wasn't even being a good kid. It's like, I'm sitting there walking, just ate McDonald's for breakfast. Because that's always been a meme that I live by. It's, if you're already late, why rush? You can't be late twice.
Right.
In certain situations. If there's a time crunch there where you being on time is imperative to whatever you're doing. Like if there's someone waiting on you. Well, it's like
we were talking about before we actually got into the happy hour. If you're late to work and you're driving to work and already late and they're like, why didn't you call us? Why didn't you let us know?
Yeah, just in a situation, if you go to work and it's like you get to work and then you do what you're doing. If nobody's like waiting on you to do something.
Yep.
It's like, hey, take your time. Don't sit there and rush to get there. If you're 5 minutes late, if you're 40 minutes late, you're still late.
That's a true story. Late.
It changes up when you make like hourly and stuff and how that works and all that. But essentially, yeah, don't bust your ass to be 5 minutes late versus 20 minutes late. Late's late in their eyes. Anything else happened in the news?
That's all I got. I got other news stuff. I had nothing for that, though. Texas and Mississippi are fucked. Let's just cover that right now. They rolled back all their COVID restrictions, all their mask mandates.
Yep.
Opened everything up 100%. So while most of us are over here, Indiana's vaccinating people over 50. They're doing a pretty good job. I think they vaccinated like 15 to 20% somewhere in there already of the population. Kentucky's on the same. Kentucky's like vaccinating essential workers and like grocery store workers and teachers and things already here. We have like about 16 to 18% of our population already vaccinated. Texas and Mississippi are nowhere near that, and they're just rolling everything back already.
Yep.
It's not going to be good. But nope.
That's the thing with Indiana's too. Like I get updates and stuff about that number of cases and all that, and they keep throwing out like the statistics saying, oh, well, the number of cases per day is going down. So it's like we're in a trend of it's going. So it's like, but we still are getting new positive cases every day, which means that number is still kind of going up.
Your total number is going up. Yeah. But
looking at it from like the governor's perspective, it was like, hey, we can start like working to open stuff back up a little more because the cases are going down. It's like, there's still cases. People are still testing positive. Yeah. People are still dying each day. It's just less than 6 months ago.
Yeah. It is much less. Like, luckily, I mean, our county's doing really well here. We were real high for a while, and then we were hovering around like a 7-day average of like 100, and we've dropped even way below that now. But I think yesterday we only had 60 some cases and zero deaths for the first time in a while. There'd been at least one or two for a couple of weeks, but that's our county. That's only like 350,000 people, but. The state's not doing bad either. Kentucky's doing pretty good. We're dropped way down. And I think our positivity rate is definitely under 5% now. It's like 4.6 or something, which is what Daddy Andy has been basing all his opening stuff off of. I think we've opened restaurants back up to 50% or something now, but he's not going to go full Texas because he's a smart dude.
That's good.
Other than that, oh, speaking of Texas, do you see there's a former WWE personality running for office in Texas?
No.
So I don't know if he was ever officially, he was on their like minor league, like their developmental team or whatever. Dan Rodimer, I think is his name.
Oh yeah. He was on Tough Enough. They did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Before it was the reality show. They did like the $1 million Tough Enough where they brought a bunch of guys in. He's a big goofy looking fella. He
did not win. I know that much.
Yeah. He had some, what's technically a dark match, like not on like Raw or SmackDown.
Yeah. So all I know from that is he didn't win, but they signed him anyway. Like they signed him to the like developmental league, their minor leagues.
Well, yeah. Well, cause they would send him to, Ohio Valley Wrestling, which was like a cable syndicated show, but like in Southern Indiana, and I think they're based out of Louisville. So,
oh yeah,
in Kentucky. But he was
say that there. Like someone from Indiana, Louisville. That was weird.
Was it Louisville?
Louisville.
Louisville.
Louisville. Louisville.
I'm sorry, I gotta pronounce the Kentucky. In Louisville, Louisville, Kentucky. You live over in Lexington, Kentucky.
Oh, hold on, Louisville.
They just take the commas out too and just mush the words together. Louisville, Kentucky.
Anyway.
Anyway.
He's running for office.
What office?
I don't remember. State representative, maybe. But one of his campaign photos is him holding like the United States like champion belt. And then people called him out. They're like, dude, you never won the United States championship. They're like, you never even.
There it is.
They're like, you never even fought in the championship match.
He was never, aside from being on the week-to-week tough enough thing, he was never actually on the cable show.
Yeah. Like I said, he was in the developmental league, like, stuff.
My thing with it, like, with a lot of, like, the wrestlers and stuff that never really made it, you never know what their name actually is. Like, it's either, I've heard it Rodimer and Rodimer. I don't know which is the correct pronunciation.
I have no idea. I just
didn't see him enough to get clarity.
Go follow him on Twitter. I'm sure we'll know. Is he on Twitter? He might be.
I don't know. But
you might have to super follow him. Do you see this Twitter bullshit? Twitter's doing dumb shit. Do you want to pay to follow people on Twitter?
No.
If you do,
I don't want to use Twitter.
I don't. No one does.
That's why. No, a lot of people do. Our show doesn't have a Twitter.
They really don't, though. They're the slowest growing social media platform out there, and they lose users the fastest.
But are they actually using real? Are they actually losing real users, or is it bot accounts that are getting deactivated?
I'm not sure about that, but their CEO definitely like acknowledged it in a recent interview. He was like, "Oh yeah, no." He's like, "We're slow." He's like, "We're the slowest growing tech firm and this and that," and like he was highlighting their downfalls and then spun that into but here's what we're going to do to fix that.
Ooh,
they're making Twitter a safe space, so you can enable safe mode and you can tell Twitter the things you don't want to see, and then they won't show you those types of topics and people and conversations, which I feel like is a horrible idea.
That's not a safe space, that's just putting blinders on.
Exactly. You're just creating like, oh fuck, what are they like affirmation silos essentially around your current beliefs.
Basically turning it into Facebook.
Other. Oof.
Like you get on Facebook and it's like the algorithm only showing you stuff that you like. You don't know who out there is not agreeing with you.
We'll get back to Twitter, but we're gonna pause this for the algorithm thing for a second. So I had TikTok and I got like early pandemic. I got rid of TikTok and I recently re-downloaded TikTok. Mostly because friends have been like sending me links to TikTok. And I'm like, fuck it, fine. It's just easier if I have it. So I don't know why, but the algorithm, for some reason right now, everything it shows me in the like For You page is
teen girls dancing.
No, it's not. I haven't actually seen any teen girls dancing, thankfully.
That's good.
It is mountain men, like big, burly, strong men with beards. Talking about LGBTQ and like trans rights, like pro trans and gay rights and all these other, like, I was like, okay, I can, you know, I can download that. That's cool. And then black people bashing Black Lives Matter and just very conservative black people just bashing Black Lives Matter, pro police, like bashing black owned businesses. And I'm like, the fuck is. And then the third one is like trans artists. Like, I don't know why, but it's just this, I somehow got into like trans TikTok, but specifically like the big burly mountain men. And then the ones who are artists like painting things. And I'm like, I don't know what happened. Yeah. I mean, I'm not. The only thing I'm not about is like the black people bashing other black people. That's a really weird sector of TikTok, first of all. They were like Trump supporters, and like I don't understand any of them. It's a weird combo. Like, I feel like they don't overlap. Like, what video did I like somewhere that got me on this?
Oh, I've had the same issue with Instagram when before the Reels started. when there was just a lot of like TikToks just getting posted to Instagram.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to see them, but I'd be going through just normal shit on my Discover page or whatever, just looking at random stuff, and then just be the girl dancing. Like, I don't want to see fucking teenager. Get out of here.
Yeah.
And I had to like knowingly change the algorithm as in like every single time it came up, I had to click it and hit not interested. So it knew not to show me these. And it took a while, but it worked.
There's some shit I do. I mean, like if I'm on there, if I do get stuck like scrolling through TikTok, there's stuff I like. I mean, I don't mind the like random comedian videos. Like I'll listen to a joke here and there, like random artists cooking stuff. Like I'll watch all that shit. It's fine. I just don't understand how the majority of my TikTok is trans mountain men and self-hating black people. Like I just don't understand it.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to Twitter.
Yeah.
With their new change, other than safe Twitter, you can also super follow people, which is going to be a paid service that like verified people can do. I don't know. Like they'll only release certain tweets to these people and have newsletters for these. Like no one's going to do this. No one is going to do this.
Sounds like Google Plus all over again of like, trying to quote unquote, keep up with the times. Like there's already a site for that. You're trying to monopolize like the site stuff. Like, people on Instagram or TikTok or whatever, and then they have Patreons where you can go to that. People on YouTube that have Patreons where you can get the extra content. Now Twitter's like, we can do extra content too. It's like, okay, so they can type something more than 240 characters or 280 characters now.
And then that's which was their last major update.
Yeah.
Like, that, and that was in 2017. Anyway.
I have a Twitter account, but it's mostly
deleted mine.
I keep it around. Because, it's mostly just to keep the handle. So I still have at Jimmy Robakowski, just on the off chance I need to have a Twitter for something.
Fair.
I went through and I, like, deleted most of my old tweets. Just, like, not so much of it being anything problematic. It's just, like, I thought it was funny. And it got zero likes, zero.
Yep.
It's, like, get rid of that just cringy shit. Like, sharing stuff from Viners. But the last thing I had was July 3rd. 2016, I tweeted, guess what? And I left it at that. One day.
Was the answer chicken butt?
Shut up.
I feel like it was. When I was getting a haircut yesterday, the owner had his son in there. His son's maybe like third grade or something. He knows all the other barbers. There's only, four guys who work there. He ran up to the barber that was cutting my hair. He looks at us. He goes, guess what? And I looked at him. I go, chicken butt? He goes, no. And just walked away. And I was like, the answer's always chicken butt.
Kids don't know about chicken butt these days.
Well, he will now. And now he's going to spread it throughout his whole, I was going to say classroom, but it's a Zoom classroom right now, so probably not.
Do we have an idea of what we want to do for the real deal at all?
I got a couple things, maybe. So we talked about one a few episodes ago, and we never got to it, which was, I have one that was just random shit you've seen happen in public.
Ooh, I got a lot of those.
So I feel like we can get into that one really well. I have a few especially from when I worked in New York. If you ever want to see anything in public, just walk around New York for a few days.
Oh, for sure.
So I think we can go with that. That can be our real deal.
Yeah, so the segue into that, like we talked about earlier, but like I saw a male Karen get shitty with the ladies at Sports Clips because it was a long wait and he had been waiting forever and he needed to see the specific stylist. He's like, you need to get your shit together. She's like, I'm sorry. It's a computer system. It's corporate. You could talk to them about it. She was super nice about it.
Yeah.
As she's supposed to be. I wanted to just talk shit while I was sitting there, but I was like, it's not going to be worth it. But he storms out and then not 5 minutes later, the stylist he was waiting on finished with the haircut she was doing. And then he would have been next on the list, but he walked out.
Yeah, that's male Karens are the worst. We need to come up with a name for them. Do they have a name yet?
People try, but it's just saying a name. There's no real.
Yeah. Anyway, let's take that into the end of this and we'll pick it up in the real deal.
Till then, though, this has been Wasted Information Happy Hour. I'm Jimmy.
Brandon.
Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard and want to keep up with the show, make sure to subscribe on Spotify, Google, iTunes, or wherever you go to for podcasts. You can also follow us on Instagram at WastedInfo or email us at WastedInfoPod@gmail.com. Until next time, this has been Wasted Information.
The Happy Hour.